When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's happening? We are No Jumper. Yo, partner, player, partner, Lush Uno in the mix. And with his first major U.S. interview, right?
Yes, like, sir.
My dog, Young Cardi.
Let's go.
Making waves out here.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be out here. L.A.'s dope, bro. It's my first time out here. Shit's crazy, bro.
It's your first time in L.A.?
Yeah, yeah. The flight was the only thing that was asked for. A 15-hour flight, that shit killed me.
Were you on a... Like, what airline did you fly?
This German airline called
Lufthansa. Lufthansa. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah,
and you wait. So, apparently, you speak, like, 4 different languages.
Yeah, I do.
Hearing your music, I would think that... You were American, damn near.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but you speak, so you're from Monaco, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, I know it's its own country, but it's kind of part of France, or like, what's the breakdown of that?
Yeah, it's its own country, basically, but it's like protected by France. So France, like, if Monaco ever has any problems, like the military of France, like, protects Monaco. Because Monaco is literally like 1 mile big. It's like the second smallest country in the world, so like they have no military, nothing.
But what they do have is a lot of cracking clubs.
Yes, sir.
Monaco is lit, and yeah, it's a very, very like wealthy, prestigious nation. Like you, if you're not going there with a bunch of euros, you assed out, essentially, right?
Like, yeah, for real. It's expensive over there, but you have a fun time for sure.
Absolutely. I know, what's that one club? Jimmy's? Is that still?
Yeah, Jimmy's.
Jimmy's was lit back in the
day. That's the best club.
When I was around your age, I went to Jimmy's back in the day. And,
dope.
Stupid popping.
Yeah, stupid popping,
you know, women everywhere. And, you know, you're like 20, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're 20, but you could drink when you're 18 legally. Sir. And really in Europe, you could drink whenever. Like, your parents are probably pouring you up wine when you were, like, 12, right?
Yeah, like, you can legally drink with 16, like, wine and beer, like, in most countries in Europe.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. So, like, I understand you have, like, a pretty prestigious family lineage.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that, too, because I have, like, a crazy family history that goes back several generations, all in the entertainment industry.
Yes,
I'm like the black sheep of my family.
Yeah.
Because I got in a lot of trouble at a young age, you know.
I feel you.
Got arrested when I was 13, was in juvie at 16, bunch of treatment centers, all kinds of stuff, and took me a long time to really find my path. And so what's it kind of, did you feel pressure to live up to your family lineage and all that?
Yeah, like, for sure. Like, even like to this day, like I have that feeling sometimes, you know, like my family, you know, like, most of them don't want me to be doing the shit I'm doing right now, you know? So, like, there's always, like, that pressure, like, shit, like, they don't want me to be doing this shit, but I'm like, fuck it, like, this is what I want to do, this is what I love, and I know, like, I'm meant to be doing this shit, so, yeah, that's why I'm here right now.
Well, I mean, you're very talented.
Thank you, like, bro, I appreciate it.
You're off the chain, you're off the chain.
Thank
That we're going to talk about your music, but I just want to want the people to get to know you as a person, because your whole story is really unique. What's it like growing up in the environment out there? Like, is Monaco, is there's no real hood in Monaco, is there? Like,
no, like, Monaco is, there's no hoods in Monaco. It's literally just a bunch of old white rich people. But like on the outskirts of Monaco, there is like pretty like places where you'd call hoods.
Mm-hmm.
For example, near Nice in France, there's places called La Trinité and stuff like that.
Okay.
Where shit goes down, like there's areas police can't even like come.
The
like,
projet.
Yeah, like the police aren't allowed to enter those areas. No. So like the streets run those areas. And I don't even think that shit exists in like many other like places in Europe. So it's like very unique to like France. Like
right. Yeah. Right. And I know you're not lying because I was signed to a label in Marseille, France, mm-hmm. for a while. Marseille is a wild city.
Marseille is crazy.
And, you know, obviously Marseille is in the south of France. There's a lot of, you're near the French Riviera, you know, Saint-Tropez, Aix-en-Provence, like all these beautiful places. And Marseille is like, it's grimy. It's beautiful as well, but there's some projects out there. Like when I went to Cap Hache and it was like, yo, like they're not playing out there in the slightest. And where I lived, not only did nobody, where I lived, because I spent like a couple months out there, not only did nobody speak English, but like I was in a super, it was mainly people from the Middle East, a lot of North Africans, like most people didn't even speak French.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not even, like, no funny shit, hand to God. I swear to God, there was like a little cell phone store right next to the apartment I stayed in, and I swear it was run by the Taliban or some shit. It was like, it was wild, bro. I swear. Yeah. It was janky, but like, so I know. So how would you describe the hoods of like near the area that you grew up in? Did you spend time out there at all?
Not really. Like if I'd be visiting those areas, it'd be more to, you know, like buy some weed or some shit. Because another thing in Monaco, like there is no gas anywhere.
No.
Like, there's actually only people doing coke everywhere.
Okay.
Like, it's easier to find coke there than weed, which makes like, no sense.
I definitely did some coke in Monaco. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you.
And I would only go there for like that type of shit. But I mean, as a kid, like, you know, you wanna be like cool and all that shit. Mm-hmm. You go visit those places and shit. And yeah, but like, nah, I've never, like, that's why also in my music, I don't be talking
you
about.
Don't. You
no,
don't.
Like hard shit or stuff. Like, my music's like relatable. It's like, stuff for like the soul, you know, like
for the ladies, let's be honest. Yes, you kicking game to the ladies, like, and you know, I feel like for your young age, your music is indicative of a lot of experience with heartbreak and things like that.
Yes, sir.
You know, and what originally attracted you to making music and what were your primary influences?
So I've always been doing music, like, I don't even remember like when I started, that's how long it's been. Like in school, I've always been like, we had like these like sort of like groups and stuff. We would do like these like rap battles, like, oh, that's, you know, type of shit.
Okay.
And then growing up, there was these artists I used to listen to, like X. And like that guy really like inspired me to like really pursue it. And like before then, I never really wrote my own songs and stuff. I used to only like, you know, memorize songs, like sing them along and all that shit. But then like he inspired me to like make my own shit. And yeah, ever since then, like shit's been a movie. Yeah.
So with X being your primary influence and all that that made you want to start making music, being at No Jumper, which is low-key the platform
that made him look at you now, bro. That's mad,
That's got to really validate everything that you've been doing, for real, you know?
Yeah, this shit still feels like a dream. Like, ever since I landed here, like, this is everything, like, I've been, like, thinking of, like, as a kid and, like, dreaming of. And, like, I'm still feel like I'm dreaming. I'm about to wake up any second.
That's amazing. So, I mean, it's funny you said rap battles, too, because that's actually how I blew up and became popular is I've always made music, but I was a battle rapper and organized and hosted rap battles. That there's a league in France. I think they're called like Rap Contenders or something like that. Yeah. You familiar with that? Okay.
It's like pretty big out there in France.
Yeah, real big. There is a group called 1995. I used to do shows with them and all that. Out in France. Shouts to the homies, Chinese Man Records, who put me on. Like, they lit. But okay. So you first listened to X. You kind of like were messing around. Did you like have home recording equipment, or how did you start actually making music?
So like at the start, I just started with a pen and a paper and just like started writing to like beats I would find on YouTube and all that stuff. And then Christmas came around and I started like saving up like money to like buy equipment because that shit's mad expensive.
Hell yeah.
So like every time I got a little bit of money, I put that shit to the side and like started saving up for that shit. And then as soon as I had enough money, like I bought my own equipment. And like ever since then, like that's when like shit really started like getting serious.
So was it the kids around you that basically started hearing it? They're like, yo, my boy Cardi is lit. Like, is that, how did it happen as far as?
Yes and no. Like, to be honest, like most people in Monaco, like don't. There's literally, I'm the only artist in my city. Like, there's no other artist in whole of Monaco. I'm the only artist.
They like EDM Monaco. Mainly out there and huh? stuff. It's in, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. There's like DJs, but right. there's no like, you know, singer or mm-hmm. rapper or anything there. Like, I'm one of one.
Wow. Here.
So like, there's no one really to, it's not like here, you know, you have friends that also want to be like, artist and stuff mm-hmm. and you like pursue that shit together, you like make songs together, you go to studios together, all that stuff. There's not even studios in Monaco.
Wow.
Like, that's another thing. Whenever I wanted to go to studios and stuff, my grandparents live in Austria, Vienna.
Okay.
And I used to tell my parents like, yo, like I want to visit my grandparents. And I knew in Vienna there's good studios. Mm. So then I visited the studios when I went to visit them when I was like 15, 16 and started like making like music at studios. That was like my first time at like proper studios.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So if who is your family? Like, is it people, is it anyone that we would know about or?
I don't think so, but like a family member I have also in the US, which is like a cousin of my mom, is he was an American football player called Mark Schlereth.
Okay.
He used to play for Denver Broncos
okay.
and stuff a while back.
Damn, I'm a Raiders fan. They the ops. But
shit.
It's all good. I ain't mad at you. But no, that's fire. So you basically are trailblazing your own scene. Do you feel like since you've started, it's kind of inspired anyone else to want to get going, or is it still like you're an alien out there?
Yeah, there's like one, two like people that I think are like starting to like take that shit serious, but like other than that, there's no one really like doing it like me. Like, yeah.
So then, was it SoundCloud that made you reach a broader? Like, how did you wind up starting to find an audience? Because mm-hmm. you got a bunch of videos that have got crazy traction, you
yes,
know,
sir.
You over 200K a month on Spotify.
Yes, sir.
Like how did this, how, and you know, you've had some, I want to talk, we're going to talk about the collabs, mm-hmm. but how did you get from just starting recording on some Christmas present equipment yeah. to being
this a crazy story? This actually. So, when I was 14 or 15, there was this German rapper that came to Monaco to film a music video. His name is Raf Kamora.
Okay.
And when I was out there, like my cousins, like he's German and he mm-hmm. follows like German rap and all that stuff. And he was like, yo, like there's this rapper in Monaco, like filming a music video. Like I'm gonna message him, tell him like, yo, like I've got family out there. We've got like a yacht and everything. You wanna film a music video on that shit? And then, like, he replied to him and stuff. They got connected. And then I ended up, like, meeting them the next day and, like, brought them on the yacht to film, like, a scene for their music video. And ever since then, was connected with them. And they're based in Vienna, Austria also.
Okay.
So that's how I got the connections for the studios. And, yeah, like, they, like, I went out to Vienna then and they introduced me to like studios and like really like put me on into like the music scene basically in Austria.
So that's kind of what set you off.
Yeah, like with studios and stuff. And then I released my first song 2.5 years ago now on Spotify. And
you just self-distributed like yes, DistroKid and TuneCore. All that. TuneCore, yeah.
And then ever since then, yeah, I've just been consistently doing that shit since 2 years now. And yeah, like,
so was it just instantly well received? Not many people put out a song and their first song resonates with people.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, like, the first song I put out wasn't my first ever song recorded, because I've been doing music for, like, 3 years before that shit, like, writing my own stuff. And, yeah, so, like, I probably would have had written more over 200-300 songs before I've released that first song.
Right, okay. So
that's why, like, it would have... It's got better feedback than if I would have started, like, releasing from the get-go. And I think that's a lot of problem artists do. Like, they're too keen on releasing. They just want to, like, from the get-go, like, as soon as they start making music, just release, release, release. But they first have to, like, you know, work on their craft and shit like that before.
Right. You know. No, that's a Fendi fact. And I feel like a lot of times when an artist gains traction... Labels make the mistake because they want to capitalize off of this buzz that they'll put an artist on a national stage and have them start doing a bunch of festivals when they're not ready yet and they haven't really got their head around performing and cut their teeth yet. And then they want to play themselves out. I've seen it happen several times. But it's you've been putting in work and have been taking this real seriously. Now, a lot of people might just see like, okay, this kid's coming out of nowhere. He's already blowing up. Their first thought is industry plant. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that?
There's no such thing. And if there is a thing like industry plant, everyone is an industry plant. Because, like, what the fuck is an industry plant? Can you explain that shit to me? Like, why the fuck? I don't even understand that term. That shit's retarded. Because, like, how are you meant to get an artist in front of people? Mm-hmm. Especially when that shit's controlled by... all these labels and stuff. Like, if you're doing that shit on your own, the chances of getting the same, you know, reach as the labels have is completely different. So, like, yeah.
That's a Fendi fact right there.
It's either, like, you call everyone that works with a label an industry plant and everyone that's independent isn't, or, like, just toss away that term, bro.
Right. Well, and especially you self-releasing music through TuneCore and all that, that should kind of dispel any thoughts of that. So, I mean, you've linked up with some pretty poppin' artists at this point now. You did some shit with Gnar?
Yes, sir. I actually just flew out here to film two videos, one with Gnar and the other with Bankroll Hayden.
Okay. Yes. So how did the Lil Gnar connection happen?
My manager, actually, like, he was well connected with his manager. We pitched them the idea. They liked it. And yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah. So did you guys actually meet in person yet? Or?
Yeah. We filmed the music video literally the day after I landed, which was kind of ass. I was so tired, bro. Fresh off the flight, everything. Yeah, that was not fun.
But you made it happen regardless.
Yes, I think that shit's going to be nice, so stay on the lookout for that.
And the same thing with Hayden as well? Like...
Yeah, that, we're filming that in a few days.
Okay. And so. I saw you did something with Young Tory from Toronto, right?
Yeah.
He's really raw, bro.
Yeah.
Very slept-on artist.
I swear, he's too underrated, man.
I've been rocking with Tory for a fat minute. Shouts to my dog, Tory.
For real.
Yeah, so how did, was that also through management? Or
No, actually... the first feature I ever did with Nace Smalls, I don't know if you know him.
Okay.
He also has a feature with Young Tory.
And okay.
I saw this and that's how I discovered Young Tory. And I really also felt like his vibe. I felt like that raw energy. I was like, shit, I really want him on my song. So, like, I messaged him and stuff. I was like, yo, like, what's up? I sent him, like, my idea and everything and he was down and then, yeah. We made it happen.
That crazy, I know he's hitting that crazy falsetto high pitch notes in there. Yeah.
I can't wait for people to hear that one. He really went crazy on that.
That's an ill collab. Now, I watched like, I think three of your videos. Shut Up is the name of one of them, right?
Pissed off.
Yes, that's raw. And it seems like all three of them. Bro, who's this girl that hurt you, dog? Who, like, what's going on?
I don't want to talk about that.
You are heartbroken, my boy.
Yeah. But, I mean, it makes for good music.
It does. And it gets better. You feel me? It gets better, then it gets worse, then it gets better again.
For sure.
But, nah, it's definitely, you have a good ability to channel your emotions. Is that from just studying music and being a student of the game, essentially?
Well, this is the whole reason why I'm doing music in the first place. It's not for money. It's not for fame. It's nothing. Like, ever since I was a kid, like, it's sort of like my escape. Like, I really felt good. Like, it made me happy. Like, when I was sad, like, I put my emotions into that, especially when I started making my own songs. Like, I'm a quite quiet person, so I don't really open up that much. And I'm really hard to, like, open up to. Like, I don't really fuck with anyone. So, like, when I, like, write on paper or, like, on my phone the notes, like, write these bars, like, I can, like, really express myself. And it's almost like therapy, like, for me.
Mm. So you're just coming from your heart, 1,000%.
Yeah, basically.
And now at this point, you got labels interested in you.
Yes, sir.
Is there like a little bidding war going on? Like, what's cracking?
maybe.
I'm not saying, I'm not asking for any specific details, yes, but they're on the line right now.
It's in the talks right now. It's getting hot right now. Like, I know they know they're missing out. They don't want to miss out on this shit.
Right.
Like, I'm the like first, and I'm going to be the only for a while. I know this for sure. Like, this like American sounding European artist who's really gonna like connect both. I'm gonna connect the pond, Europe and UK,
right?
And everything all together.
Kind of like the way Kid Laroi did with Australia.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
That's kind of the energy. I mean, y'all sound different, but it's the same thing. What he did over there. How would you describe, for people that don't know, what's the biggest differences between the European music scene and the States?
In my opinion, the like biggest difference is in European, like everything seems a bit more real, if I'm being honest. Like, especially like with the artists I've like seen and like how they like film and how they act, like everything's more like real.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like in my experience, Europe treats artists a lot better. There's like a lot more respect for artistry in general.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I remember the first time I went out there and was booked and I landed in Paris. We had a show that night in a city called Rennes, which it's like a 5 or 6 hour train ride away. So we went straight there and it was like a small show. It was maybe like 200 people in a club and it was packed though. And like nobody knew who we were, but they just saw posters promoting it. Yeah, they're like, oh wow, like American rappers are coming. And like, it was a packed show. And just like the way we were taken care of from like the accommodations, like they had like cooked us a meal. We had like, I was like, I had never seen anything like that. Do you feel like it's the same way? Like just people respect artistry a lot
There's
more
like
out there?
A lot of respect for like each other in Europe. And also like what I found like is they don't have as much of like ego problems. Like I swear here people have a lot more like ego problems. Like, yeah.
No, bro, I don't think I'm the best. I know I am. What do you mean?
No. Yeah, facts.
But for so real. What's the appeal of even breaking into the American market? Why do you even want to?
Because I think shit can be done differently. And like, I just want to, it's always been a dream of mine to like make music for people. And like how my music was therapy for me, like help people also. And like,
right.
I don't want my music to have borders. Like, why would I only make music for Europeans? Like, I want to make music for the whole world.
Now, coming from the environment you came from and being somebody that doesn't, you're not like, you don't need to paper chase because you're comfortable already.
Yeah.
So you're able to strictly focus on being the best version of you as an artist. Does it kind of trip you out to see it being kind of the opposite for so many people in music, and particularly in like the world of hip hop and stuff? Everyone just striving to get wealth and just willing to sell their souls and all that. Like, how does that feel looking at it from the other side of the coin?
Yeah, like it's crazy what people do for fame and money and all that shit.
Really like, is.
Yeah. But I mean, there's always, like, that's life. I mean, there's good and there's evil. There's good yin-yang, you know, like this.
Duality all day.
Yes, sir.
But also I know that it's not always easy coming from that environment either. And people think that just because you know, you grew up with a certain amount of privilege that you don't struggle in certain ways, like, you know.
I had also, like, let me tell about a bit about my life. Like, please. I've had a really special life because although, like, I've got two parents, obviously, but they divorced when I was 3 years old.
Okay.
And my mom's side of the family is still, like, well, like, they're living good. And my dad's side is, like, broke as fuck.
Okay.
So, like, when I, what's custody? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the custody was, like, every second weekend I'd be going to, like, my dad's house.
Okay.
And there I felt, like, real life. Like, I'd be eating only microwave food. Mm-hmm. I'd be sleeping on a couch, like, only on the couch with my sister. Like, yeah. So, like, that shit, like, humbled me a bit. And I see that, like, with all these other people from where I'm from, they're all, like, moving hella, like, arrogant and,
yeah,
you know, spoiled and that shit. But, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I know that people make a lot of misconceptions and they don't understand that the grass is always greener on the other side. And yeah, people don't understand that just because they might see a picture and think that they have it all figured out, but they don't know. And, you know, the devil's in the details. So, you know, you clearly, and I could hear it in your music. You, have you always, like you use a lot of melodies. You like, do you plan on doing all your music with the auto-tune or do you like plan on like?
Yeah, like I plan on like evolving also. Like when I started making music, I was like, it was like more pop, like,
okay,
and that's type of stuff. And then it evolved into rap when I was like 15, 14.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so I'm very open. Like I'm sure in like 5-6 years, I wouldn't be surprised if I'd be making pop songs also, like.
Interesting.
And also one thing I also want to like X also, like I want to be as versatile as possible. Like, I don't want my music to have any, like, boundaries. I don't want to have any rules, like, how I create. I just want to make music that sounds good.
Interesting. No, and I see that. Like, you're very outside the box with it. You have an original sound that you've kind of cultivated. How are you finding these producers to work with at this point, now that you have a little bit more of a buzz? Are you just getting approached with different...
Like, yeah, now people are starting to approach me. Like, before it was usually just me approaching them. So that's cool for a change, finally.
Right.
And, yeah, also, like, my manager, like, hooking us up with, like, because there's crazy studios out here. Like, I've never seen studios like this before.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have that shit in Europe.
Ain't no joke.
So, yeah, like, that shit's dope.
How did you hook up with your manager?
That's crazy. Over an Instagram DM.
Like, wow.
I saw he had this, like, social media like agency where he like helps like artists, athletes, all that stuff, manages them and stuff. And I was like, damn, like I need someone like that to help me, like, you know, pursue this vision. Like, I know I can't do this all on my own, especially out in Europe. I don't know anyone. I don't have any connections. Like, it's gonna take me 5 years just to build all those connections that some people already have, you know. So I was like, damn, let me message this guy. Then, like, it took probably, we were going back and forth, like, 2-3 weeks. We, like, scheduled, like, 4 meetings. Like, I missed one, he missed one, I missed one. Then he got pissed. He was like, nah, fuck you. Like, you're not showing up to the meetings. So I was like, nah, bro, give it one more time. Like, I promise we're both going to be on that call. We were both on that call, and the rest is history.
Amazing. Amazing. And as far as collabs with producers or artists, is there anything that you would like to get popping? Like, what are some dream collabs for you?
A dream collab, a crazy collab, I think that would like blow the fuck up would be me and the Kid Laroi. I think we would make a crazy song together.
That was my first thought. Yeah. So it's interesting that to hear
also
that.
Like Don Toliver, I really fuck with.
He's raw.
Yeah. There's a lot of artists. Like, to be honest, it's not one specific. Like, as long as that shit sounds good, like, yeah.
So, you know, hip-hop's been kind of like the sound of the youth for a while now. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of evolved into, like, drill music is really... I'm seeing drill music popping up in so many different places.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
Obviously, it started in Chicago. Then it kind of, you know, spread throughout the U.S. There's drill music in Florida. Really, like, New York with like
crazy.
BX Bronx Drill and Brooklyn Drill and now Harlem, and then obviously London has been really popping, but I'm seeing it pop up all over the world in like Africa, Italy, France, like
Italy is hard.
Yeah,
like, do you know Rondo Soul Sansa?
Fire,
going crazy.
Fire. Like, what's your thoughts on like drill music in France or like near you? Is that popping like that too?
Drill music is popping hard right now. Like, I think across the world that shit's taken over. It's crazy to see how far that shit came.
Yeah, and it's like, do you hear? Is it like, because I can't understand the words, obviously, like, are they on the same type of shit, like dissing dead ops and just like, it's like.
Yeah, like a lot of the times, but there's, as I said, like Europe is real as fuck. Like those people that don't actually do that shit, when they make drill music, they make like sort of as if I would be making drill music, like shit that's like relatable, that's not really like street stuff and stuff like that. Yeah.
But a lot of them dudes look goony as hell. So like, you know what I mean? Like. About that life, it's dope. But would you experiment with that sound at all? Like,
nah, personally not. Like, I don't know why, but it's just like there's not that like really like emotion. Like
it doesn't move you like that. Yeah,
that's more like hype, like club music.
Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself? Because you said you don't want to put any boundaries on yourself musically. What directions do you see yourself going besides like pop? Do you see like a more like any like world music or like Latin infused or reggae infused, anything like that?
R&B. I'd really fuck with like some like rock type of shit with some like crazy electric guitars and stuff. That shit would be crazy.
I could see you on some pop punk wave. Yeah.
Also, I haven't done this yet, but I have like a few unreleased ones that I'm really tempted to release, but like I have to hold on them. Or like these like acoustic beats, like they're crazy also, like that acoustic sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What are some things about yourself that you want the world to know now that you got this platform? You want No Jumper? Like, what is it like? Who is Cardi? What do you want people to know that they don't already know?
Well, what people don't already know is that I'm going to be the next hottest rapper in Europe, the artist, everything. My mixtape is dropping.
January 27th.
Exactly, January 27th. I've got two songs dropping before then, one with Bankroll Hayden, end of the year, and one with Lil Nar, end of January. So, yeah, like...
You going crazy right now, bro.
That's just going to be hard for real.
You going real, real crazy. I see you getting icy too.
Yes, sir. Trax NYC. If you guys know, you know. They're the funniest people ever. Like, I love that guy. The owner, like my manager. Like, I've got two managers, like one from the US and one from Europe. And my European manager, like, found this guy on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah.
Like, roasting these other jewelers and shit. Like,
right. Okay.
He's
no,
like
yeah,
Andrew
seen, bro.
Tate of like jewelry. Like, that shit's funny as fuck. And I was like, yeah, when I get money, I'm going to get, like, my first, like, pendant from them. And then, yeah.
You killing it. I will say, please be careful with that out here.
Oh, yeah, facts.
These motherfuckers ain't playing.
Also in Europe, like, in London and stuff.
Even worse, damn near, like, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's almost worse in London. Yeah. Like, if you walk out with, like, a plain Jane, like, 10K watch, you're getting stabbed for that shit.
Those motherfuckers will chop your hand off out there for that shit. I'm already knowing. So... Right now, I think the ladies want to know, is young Cardi single? You got a boo thing? What's the deal?
Yes, sir. I'm single.
Oh, he's out here, bruh. So are the DMs open?
Yes, sir.
The DMs are open.
They're open.
Slide on my boy. Is there any type of like lady that you like in particular, or are you just like?
Brunettes.
Brunettes? So blondes, it's like... Don't apply? Dye your hair?
You can still apply.
Okay.
But, yeah, brunettes have a special place.
Do we like them thicker? Like,
sir, of course.
Oh, my boy, my boy's not playing.
Latina
you feel me?
Type.
Oh, a man after my own heart. A man after my own heart. You already know Latina thickums, you feel me? All day. But, you know, personally, me, I'm across the board. And I think you probably appreciate all different types of beauty as well, right?
Yeah, of course.
Is there gonna be is the mixtape majority focusing on like the the themes of loss and love and things of that nature? Are you exploring other topics as well, or?
It's more of the theme of loss, love, that really like emotional, relatable type of music.
Whoever broke this man's heart, bro, we gonna just know you got some karma coming your way. Cause my boy about to blow up on you. He already
for
there.
Real.
That 200K monthly listeners finna be a half milli soon, and then when that tape drop over a million, then what you gonna do? What you gonna do? As far as live performances, like what's the experience of a young Cardi concert like?
It's the best concert you've ever been to.
Like, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Why is it so lit?
Because I'm going to enter your heart. I'm going to enter your soul.
Bro. Okay.
We're going to all be one in that room. Like, ain't no one's experienced something like that, I promise.
Okay. We're going to hopefully see you on Rolling Loud and all that soon, right?
For sure.
That's right. With that being said, any final thoughts before we sky up out this bitch?
I just want to say thank you for having me, bro. I appreciate it so much. And yeah, first rapper from Monaco out here first.
Let's go. And remember, because you're going to be real famous, that Lush One and No Jumper gave you the first interview. You feel me?
Shout out to Lush One and No Jumper.
Let's go.
I appreciate that.
Shouts to the homegirl Shirley. Shouts to Flacco, everybody.
Shout out everyone. Shout out Logan. Shout out Gimme. Shout out everyone.
The whole squad. You already know the vibes. Come on.